thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer.
All thoughts are prayers. And using the language of the day, every thought is a bet, a wager that we place. But as we head into meditation now, I just invite you just relax, sit back, feel the solid floor of the ground beneath you, understand, really, really get it, that you're safe, and you will be safe for the next few minutes. We go into the silence to be reminded that God is all good all the time, that we are loved all the time. We go into the silence to be reminded to listen and hear that notwithstanding any all appearances to the contrary, notwithstanding our fears, our sorrows, our pain, we are loved in infinite love. We are part of that infinite love. So much of part of it that we ourselves are that infinite love. And regardless how things may look at any given moment, if we just sign on to it, if we accept that, then we are participating in the ongoing process of creation, and we absolutely positively cannot fail. I invite you to go still deeper. Allow yourself to be cuddled in that incredibly precious knowing of how deeply you are loved and cared for. And I invite you just to do that now in a few moments of silence. And now, so softly and gently, if you are ready, I invite you to open your eyes. Become aware of the space that you're sitting in. Or continuing with the metaphor for the day. Look around at the playing field where you are. And hopefully you do this having been charged by hearing that small voice and knowing that if you just remain placing all of your stock in that relationship that you have with Spirit and just keep affirming to yourself that that is really what's real, everything else just falls into place. And if you're in a situation where you think all of a sudden that you're recalculating and considering something other than God, you have that option of going back into the silence at any time. We all have a game to win today. It's the game of life. And for this opportunity to come together, to be together, to pray together, we say thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.